This year marks the 40th anniversary of Newark's longest-running vocal group, the Silver Stars. The group's story is one of redemption, perseverance, and an insatiable quest to make music. The soul and R&B group currently consists of three members. Two of them are originals, who are brothers, that started singing as young kids in the Scudder Homes projects during the 1967 Rebellion Riot period in Newark. The Silver Stars will be opening for the Hall of Fame group The Whispers on November 18th at Newark Symphony Hall. Joining me on the WBGO Journal are the Silver Stars, El Khaliq Muhammad, his younger brother Hakeem Muhammad, and Abdullah Muhammad, who came to Newark when he was 16 years old. I've had the pleasure of hearing these gentlemen sing in the most recent Scudder Homes reunion this past summer, where everyone at this huge block party stopped to hear them perform. Hakeem, El Khaliq, and Abdullah, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
We thank you for being here.
Yeah.
My pleasure indeed. Now, exciting stuff happening for the Silver Stars coming up on Saturday, November 18th, and that will be at Symphony Hall right here in Newark on Broad Street. You will be performing with the Whispers. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, yes. Amazing.
Yes. Yeah, the Mighty Whispers. Yep. Yeah,
something that we've been trying to get to for a long time.
Now, Hakeem, you said you had met the Whispers before. Can you take us back to that?
Yeah, we met them a couple of times. Once we met them in Orange Park. Mm-hmm. They were performing in Orange Park, and we didn't really get a chance to get up close and personal with them, but they did allow us to be on the stage with them. And that was kind of like our first encounter, you know, up close. But then through our public relations person, Alnisa Barnes, she had really been working diligently to try to get in touch with the Whispers management to see if they can, you know, if we can get an opportunity to open up for them. And what happened was is they were, at the time that she was making the connection, they happened to be coming up to Connecticut. We got a chance to go backstage and meet with them and talk with them and tell them what, you know, what our aspirations was in terms of opening up for them. And at the time, Nick was still alive at the time, and we took some pictures. And those pictures, they're posted on our Facebook page, The Space Silver Stars, capital S for silver and stars. And you can see some of those postings and some of those pictures that we took with the Whispers back at that time. I forget the exact date when we went to Connecticut to see them. You remember, Khaliq?
I don't know exactly, but it was a few years back. I think it was like in
2015,
like in November, October, November.
Right.
But also, I can remember when the Whispers at Symphony Hall a few years back, and I had the opportunity of hanging out with them backstage, and we took a few nice pictures, and they just beautiful brothers, you know. I mean, you know, they from the old school, and they represent all that we represent, all we try to represent, emulate. And it's just it's really an honor for us to be able to perform with them at this upcoming event.
Now, El Khaliq, you know all about performing with a brother, right? Because Hakeem is your brother here.
Yeah, right.
So you know exactly what the Whispers have been dealing with.
Yeah, Scotty and Walter, they go through their thing and stuff like that. But when they get down on the stage, you know, they really throw down. You know, they brothers in harmony. And if we ain't nothing else, we brothers in harmony. We may fight every now and then or whatever it is. But in reality, you know, the love is going to always be there because we come from the same womb. And we accept Abdullah as the same. You know, we like brothers from a different mother. That's all. You know,
is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's beautiful with me. That's beautiful with me.
Now,
I'm a family man, so yeah, that's beautiful with me.
Yeah. Both Hakeem and El Khaliq were born here, obviously, here in Newark. But you were not born in Newark, but have been in Newark since you were a teenager,
You were 16. I came up here at the age of 16 from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I went to Westside High School. Of course, along that way, along my travels, you know, I got in a bit of trouble, you know, did time in prison, Rawway, Trenton, you know. Back in 1970, 72, all the way up into 86. So you do your math, you know. I knew I always had talent, but I never tried to utilize it or, you know, try to get out there to make something of myself with the talent that God has blessed me with. Allah blessed me with two talents, how to fight and how to sing. And I chose singing.
And yet we know from the WBGO Journal interview that we did with some of the residents of Scudder Honesback during the time of the unrest in the late 60s was that everybody in the neighborhood was pretty good with their fists because boxing was pretty
special, very popular.
Duke of AC.
Duke
of AC.
You know? Yeah, West Kenny and Boyd Street.
Yep. A Street Gym.
And A Street Gym, yeah.
Abdullah, you mentioned spending time in prison. Mm-hmm. This group is about surviving and really, you know, going through some tough times,
yes,
but really always coming out on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Talk about that, if you would, for Hakeem. It's been difficult for all three of you at some points.
Absolutely, yeah. Doug. You're absolutely right. You know, the whole thing about the Silver Stars, from our perspective, is that, you know, we know that God is real.
Mm-hmm.
Our group is about a story from tragedy to triumph. You know, I myself also experienced a point of incarceration at a young age of 15, 16 years old, you know, going down the wrong direction and making bad choices. But that was really the apex of my learning. You know, like they say, you can't know what's right unless you know what's wrong.
True.
You know, we really got that experience. But through it all, you know, drug addiction, alcoholism, homelessness, mental illness, you know, almost losing our life, you know, as a result of high-risk behaviors. You know, one thing that always held us, you know, firm is our ability to sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother and I, we grew up under our parents who were gospel artists. You know, our first cousin is John P. Key, who's a very famous, you know, gospel musician. And he's my mother's brother's son. My mother's the last remaining members of her generation of brothers and sisters that used to come together and sing gospel songs in harmony. I mean, you know, and the harmony was so magnificent, so sharp and so crisp that all of us, you know, their children, you know, my cousin John included, would be sitting under there singing, and we would just be, you know, magnetized and magnified and uplifted by it. And then, you know, we'd go on to, you know, develop our own careers, you know, in the field. But clearly music is basically what kept us balanced, what kept us sane, and what kept us going, you know, through the trials and tribulations of our lives.
And I'm an ever-spinning top. I'm just swirling around until I drop. Whoa, what a run to do. Say my mind is in.
You know, El Khalik, when we hear your brother talk about overcoming the odds, I would imagine when you see a young teenager here in Newark, you probably take an extra bit of time with them and either tell them your story or give them some advice.
Yeah, well, a lot of times I do. I mean, I happen to work in the school system with Newark Public School System, so I'll be around a lot of children, a lot of kids. Right now I'm in the elementary school, and these are young kids, but they still, you know, need the guidance that a lot of us, you know, wasn't able to get when we was coming up. You know, we had to look in our own way, like my brothers is talking about, and Abdullah, you know, they did a little time, you know, in the prison system, which my prison system was actually the streets. You know, coming up in the streets, it was very hard and difficult, you know, with the drugs and things of that nature, you know, going on. The gangbanging was not as influent as it is today, because I mean, we'll just get into an argument, throw up our hands, and boom, you know, you whoop me or either I whoop you, and then when it's over with, we might become the best of friends. But nowadays, you know, because of the misdirection of a lot of the youth and everything, if they get into an argument or get into a beef, they go ahead and get a firearm or something like that. When they pull a trigger, they can't call it back. And that'd be another life that's gone. So it's really terrible to see how the youth just destroy themselves, you know, without, you know, trying to, like, compromise or come together and say, look, man, we all in this thing together, you know. So when I see young kids that are young children that that's going on the wrong path or something like that, if I can say anything to influence them, even if I do something on the job, you know, I'm the head custodian of one of the schools, you know, and some of them might want to help me work, you know, learn about the boiler system or whatever it is, something that's positive and constructive, mm-hmm. so that they can have productive lives, you know, as they grow older and know that, you know, it's about doing something for yourself to make yourself a better human being, and then having love and respect for one another.
We're speaking with the Silver Stars here on the WBGO Journal. They will be the special guests for the Whispers live in concert Saturday, November 18th, right at Newark Symphony Hall on 1020 Broad Street. Let's talk about, you mentioned, Elkley, the music. When it comes to the music, Hakeem, describe the music of the Silver Stars.
Love, passion, triumph, tribulation, reality.
Only the other slave got distracted on the way to grandmama's house. Woofings and clothing came, blue mind and changed the way. And now she's turned out, she's lost in turn out.
And you've experienced all of this. It's not like it's coming from a book.
Absolutely. And the thing about the Silver Stars is, you know, the music for us, when we're performing it, it emanates from our soul because of our experience. You know, and the music, the sound of music, or just the science of music, is so universal. And it's, you know, so unifying, and it's so gratifying that, you know, you can be in a sad state of affairs. You know, things can be going terrible. You know, you can be at, you know, real sick, or have a family member that's sick. You know, like right now, you know, we're thinking about our mother who's, you know, going through third stage dementia. But we know that if we keep singing, you know, we'll have peace, and, you know, she'll have peace. She's, you know, from day one, she supported us.
I mean,
you know, even when we were in trouble, she was there. You know, when we got incarcerated, she was there. And then to see both of her sons singing on the stage together, she came to every show, you know. And, you know, that's for us, that's what it's all about, you know. My brother was talking about the youth. You know, he has a son who now works for the city of Newark, you know, and is a cabinet member of Mayor Ross Baraka, who works in housing and economic development. You know, he has another son who's an engineer. You know, I have a daughter that works with me in my organization. I run an ambulatory care facility for mental health and substance use disorder and prison and reentry. And my daughter is working there with me. So in terms of what we're trying to pass on to the youth, you know, is what we've learned by the mistakes that we've made. You know, how to do things the right way is the only way to do it. And music has a lot to do with that.
You know, some people have trouble thinking that people can either be rehabilitated, or people, when they are incarcerated, that they can't come out and be productive citizens. Well, the Silver Stars have shown us, and as you mentioned, your children as well, are proof that people deserve a second chance.
Absolutely.
Abdullah, you've been smiling when you hear your fellow singers of the Silver Stars talk.
Yes.
It brings some joy to hear you talk about that. Explain what that smile's all about.
Well, you know, it's amazing, first and foremost, to be a member of this amazing group, and from where I've come from, and all of the many trials and tribulations that I had endured in my life. Music, as Hakeem said, music, when I sing from my heart. And I know that that is not a gift that comes from Muhammad, but it's a gift that God has given me. So when I hear them talking about the music and what it does to the soul, it brings joy to my heart because I'm a living example of that in my everyday activities. To speak basically on the youth, yes, I'm a firm believer in setting a firm example for them. Majority of the times, I know a young man, he has a boxing club on Clinton Place. And from time to time, I do go over and lend a hand, you know, teach them how to throw correct jabs, discipline, you know, to be more focused, you know, to love God before anything in your life, you know, and just take them out. Sometimes we just walk the streets and I point out certain things to them, you know, see, this is not good, but if you go there, you might end up here. But if you go straight, you might end up there, you see. So, yes, yeah, so it do brings joy to my heart, and I'm grateful.
And do you find that the kids, once they know your background, they listen to you more because
they
know you've gone through it, right?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Yes. They have a sense of appreciation, you know, because we've been to where we don't want them to go, and we try to guide and steer them in the right direction.
From youth to speaking about love and relationships, I mean, who are we thinking about when we're singing these beautiful love songs? who are you thinking about?
Personally, well, God.
Mm. Right, that's number one.
That's my inspiration, God.
Yes, okay,
you know, because
you
placed it in my
heart. Yeah, well, like he said, you know, number one, you know, that's who it is that we're thinking about, and just to bring out a little bit of history. It's like in 67, when the riots took place in Newark, it was so devastating, and it was like a war zone. You know, Vietnam visited Newark, New Jersey, Korea visited Newark, New Jersey, you know, tanks rolling up and down the streets. And, you know, we was 12, 13 years old. And I can remember, like, even seeing a young man get shot with a crowd of us together and bleeding to death, just laying on the sidewalk. You know, going out, and it was like we would had to like be confined at that time. Mm-hmm. So it was a hard time to live through. But what we would do was just get into the projects in the hallways and start singing. You know, a lot of times because we couldn't go out in the streets, and that's where like the harmony and all of that started coming up, and we started just feeling the happiness and the joy, and just being able to sing and express ourselves through song. And another thing is that it was so many groups as we was coming up. You know, I can't even mention the names, you know.
Carstairs.
Fabulous Five. And
the Ambers.
Know, Ambers, you know. All of these groups, you know, that was coming out, the Touch of Class and
nothing
things
but.
Of this nature. Nothing but, you know. And we was all together right there with them. But out of all the time that went by, it seemed like we the only ones or the last ones standing. You know, we believe in that he who endures to the end, surely the same shall be saved.
I mean,
and that a winner never quits and a quitter never wins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our thing is about winning and surviving and being of those who are of the last one standing. And to tell you the truth, in the Newark, New Jersey, out of all of those groups, it's the Silver Stars that's still here. Mm-hmm. And we want to represent all of those groups because we know what a lot of them passed on. You know, some of them still in the streets and some of them became drug addicts or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them went and did other things to be successful. But as far as the music, they had to put it aside, you know, but we didn't put it aside. And it's still a thing that we do, but our music is causing us to, like, be the last one standing right now. Here in the city of Newark.
In fact, Doug, this will be our 40th year anniversary as the Silver Stars. And we're hoping to get a proclamation from the city of Newark on that night, November the 18th, because it was November the 23rd
Fourth.
Or 24th, Fourth. 1977, when I came home from prison. And that was the first time that my brother and I got together to sing. See, prior to that, my brother had a group, and I had a group. So the sibling rivalry was on.
The name, I don't know how it came from the heavens or whatever it is. I just said, well, how about Silver Stars? And that's where the history started at. In 1977, November the 24th, that's when the Silver Stars was born. And we've been fighting ever since.
But what happened as a result of all of those fights, you know, we've been all over the country. About 2 years ago, we were blessed to go to South Africa and perform in Johannesburg with Ted Wizard Mills, the lead singer of Blue Magic. We performed in Lynchburg, Virginia with the Temptations Review, Dennis Edwards and Ollie Woodson, bless his soul. We've opened up for the Manhattans, the Persuaders, the
Delphonics,
Ray Gumman and
Blue
Brown.
Magic.
Soul Generation.
Older brother when we did the New Jersey Pack?
Oh, okay. We were blessed to go do a doo-wop thing at New Jersey Pack with Benny King.
Right.
Gene Chandler. And somebody else. And recently, I think it was this year, we hooked up with Dionne Warwick out in Bergen Pack.
Why do I keep my mind on you all the time? And I don't even know you.
I don't know.
Girl, it's true now.
Please listen.
The sounds of the Silver Stars. They'll be performing in concert with The Whispers Saturday, November 18th at Newark Symphony Hall. Really a story of triumph about these three gentlemen, and giving us a lot of hope and a lot of joy with the sounds of their voices. I want to thank the members of the Silver Stars, Hakeem Muhammad, his brother El Khaliq Muhammad, and also Abdullah Muhammad. Thank you so much for being here on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much,
Doug.
Love.